Telefon nach Nunaus. Nunaus in the middle of the Gemara, Yitana Rabbonin. So it came out last Gemara was Odom Choshev Shani, that even though you're allowed to eat from Bishalakim something that you could eat raw, but an Odom Choshev should be Shani, he shouldn't do that either. So Rashi says, because people come to learn from him. Like whatever you do, people learn from you. So even though you have a right to eat this water that was cooked from a goy, but people think if you drink this water that was cooked, they won't know the chilek. It's nechel chai. They'll think you could eat anything a goy cooks. Therefore, Nadim Choshev shouldn't do it. Tana Rabbon. Afal pi she'omru ein toimnin. Afilu bedovor she'en emoistev hevel mishachashecha. At night time, he's on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to make hatmona. Even with something that's not moistev hevel. On Shabbos, you can't make hatmona. And the gzera was we had in the parak before, because we're afraid when it comes Friday night on Shabbos to make that tumana on the soup pot, you're gonna find out that the soup is a little cold already, so you're gonna want to put it now on the fire to cook it up, and that's nisi deraisa. So therefore, on Shabbos you can't make hatmana wrap around something around the pot, even if it's not moist of ever. But if you made that tumana before Shabbos, you put around your towel cloth, the cloth around the pot before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put more cloths, that's mutter. Ketzad, the chiddush, how are you allowed to be moisif? Who moisif? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, noitel es sadinim. You're even allowed to take off the sadinim, that's like sheets. You put sheets around the pot before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you're allowed to take off the sheets, or maniach es haglufkarin. That's like a flannel sheet, a more thicker sheet you could put. So even if your mom has taken off the old sheet first, and now put on a new sheet, a thicker sheet, but since it started before Shabbos, you're allowed to take off now and put new ones on. If it's getting too hot, you don't want it to keep that hot, you're allowed to take off the thicker sheets. You can put in the smaller sheets. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Hashem will set another chiddush. That's this one chiddush. That if you made that tumana before Shabbos, on Shabbos you could take it off and put new ones on. Another chiddush Hashem Gamliel says is, Loi Osru, when the Rechom say you can't make that tumana on Shabbos, Elo Oysai Mechem, only the pot itself, that means before Shabbos you cooked up the soup, and before Shabbos you took it off the fire, and now on Shabbos you want to put a towel around it, that's also. You can't make that tumana on Shabbos. But let's say the soup itself, you pour out of the pot that it was cooking in, and you put it into another pot. Then mutter. The second pot already, you're allowed to make hatmona on the second pot. As once you took the soup out of the first pot into the second one, now you're allowed to make hatmona. Why? Saying a svara. Hashda kurikom akorolo. By you pouring the soup from one pot into another pot, you're making the soup a little bit cold. Like it's not as hot as it would have been in the first pot. Is asuche kormirsach? Here there's no gzera. You're going to come to make cook it up. What's the gzera of atmona? That when you come to make atmona on this soup, you're going to find out it's too cold, so you're going to want to first cook it up on the fire. So here we're not afraid you're going to want to cook it up, because if you want it to be so hot, let it stay in the first pot. How come you're pouring it into the second pot? Elamai, you're not makbir if this one cools off a little bit. So the zicha no gzera for him. He'll come to cook it up on Shabbos, so you're allowed to make atmona. One little thing that's interesting, well, it could be a shayla of an issa tmona mol, if you have a baby bottle, or any jar that's cold out of the refrigerator, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos. So one eitzer is, you pour it from a kettle, the cold water, into a bigger jar, and then you put the bottle all the way into the water. That's an issa tmona. On Shabbos, you make an atmona. And so if you put the whole bottle into the hot water, that would be yosar atmona. One answer is, let the bottle part of it stay up out of the water. You're just putting the bottom part of the bottle or the bottle itself into the water. So since the top is on top, the top of the bottle doesn't have atmona, there's no isra atmona. Atmona is only if you wrap around the whole jar. So if you have a small jar and put the whole jar into hot water, that would be an isra atmona. But we're saying here, alright, that's not nagei though, but here if you want to make atmona, it's on something that was hot. If you pour it off into another pot, the second pot you're allowed to make hatmona on. Weiter. Tomon v'chiso b'dover hanitzu b'shabes. You made the hatmona, I mean you wrapped around the pot on the sides, v'chiso, even the top of the pot also, where you put the hatmona, the towels, it was all done b'dover hanitzu b'shabes. Like a towel, something that's not muksa. That's one case. Oi tomin, or else you made hatmona bidova sheinu nitul. Around the pot you put something that's muksa, like pieces of wool. That's muksa b'shabbos. Aber v'chisa bidova nitul b'shabbos. But on the top of the cover, the top of the pot, was a towel that is nitul on Shabbos. So here you have an eitzah how to get the cover off on Shabbos. Is a raise their night lumachter. You let it take off the cover and put the cover back on again. Because what's on top of the cover itself? It's only thing that's metaltal, something that's not muksa. So therefore, what do you touch, Beaker? You touch the top of the pot to get the cover off. Since there's no muksa on the cover, them shiti avenetzen. Just pull off the cover and take out the food. Because you don't have to touch the bottom part that's muksa. So drashi, tomen hakdero bidover hanitul. Was ever put around the pot that was like a regular towel that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. V'chiso al piho nami dovra muchen going kli, and on top of it you made that money with something that's a kli. Oy shetome b'dovra sheina nitol v'chiso b'dovra nitol is harayzer noit lomachzer tohoyu v'hakiso nitol, since you could take off the cover that doesn't have muksar on it, megalo hakder, the eitzer is open up the cover, open up like to make the cover, the pot megulot v'oichzo, and hold on to it. The shalu is the avotam mid v'kiso b'dovra sheina nitol, but let's say you make that tomorrow on the sides of the pot and on top of the pot with something that's muksum, or you have filu tom in bedavra nitl, even though around the pot it was something that you could touch. Aber v'chis bedavra shein nitl, but on top of the cover you put something that's muksa, like flax or raw wool. Is, let's see the Gemara. A mashenkin tom in v'chis bedavra shein nitl. You made that tmona and you covered it with something that's not nitl, that's muksa on Shabbos. Oi, shetomin bedover hanitul, you put around the pot with material, with a towel that is nitul, it's not muksum, b'shabis, abedachisa bedover shen nitul b'shabis. But on top of the pot, the cover was covered with something that's muksum. You have the wool on top of the pot. Is how the eitzah now to get the cover off the pot, you want to get the soup out of the pot. Is imhoye megula miksosoi, if a little part, like the handle of the cover, is uncovered, doesn't have muksa on top of it, so you could touch the handle itself, is noitel, you have a right to grab a hold of the handle and pick up the pot, or machzer, and put it down again. Even though by this the muksa falls off on the side, but this is called tiltum min atzad, and it's a sir of davra mutter. You're touching the handle. The handle itself is not muksa. I, by moving the handle, you're picking up the cover, and now the muksa falls off the cover. That's called a tiltum min atzad. That's mutla sir of davra mutter. The yimlav, but let's say you can't grab the handle. Hey, the whole top of the pot is covered up. There's no mukum there where you can grab the handle. The yimlav is ain't a night till umachzer. You have no way to that on Shabbos. You can't get the soup out. You can't get the cover off. To the end of Rashi. So Rashi says, v'chisu dav shenito. The first one of the big ones is about it. Megal akter of yechzer avol tomen v'kisu b'dav v'sheinu nito. Oh, you have filu tomen b'dav v'nito v'chisu b'dav v'sheinu nito. It may mix as piyam magula if there's no part on the top of the cover that you could touch. It's completely covered with muksum. Lo yito, then you can't touch it. The yein le b'ma yechzenu, you have nothing to grab hold of it because it's muksum. So that's the chiluk. If you can grab something, it's mutter. If you can't grab part of the handle, you have to touch the muksa. There's no heter to move the muksa. If you only have the muksa on top, but the sides doesn't have muksa, it's a poshut eitzah. Pull off the sides, the towel around the side of the pot. Hoyel v'dover nitl, that's a towel you can touch. V'yachzenu v'dofneo, then grab a hold of the pot on the sides of the pot. Hey, the sides are not muksa now. You grab the side of the pot. V'yitenu altido, and now tilt it to the side. V'yipul akisoy, and all the muksa will fall off it. Chiyudet nana kamon, there's a mishnah later like that. For evin shapiachovis, if you have a barrel of wine, and you have a big evin, a stone on top of the barrel, and the stone is muksa. What's the yetzer? Matu altido, tilt the barrel to the side. V'hina fellas, and the stone falls off it. V'yemhoisa b'nachovis, Louis Sudo, this barrel is among a lot of other barrels. So you don't want the stone to fall off and fall on another barrel. You don't want the stone here. If you have an etzah makbiya, you can pick up the whole meter, the whole barrel, or matra tzida, and carry the whole barrel to the side and knock it off there. Vina fellas, and it falls off there. So Guru Rashi is asking, you have an Eitzah here also. Pick up the pot from the side. Why do we say if the mukser is all on top of the pot, the cover has mukser all around it, you can't get the cover off? About the side of the pot, doesn't have mukser around it, hold the side of the pot and pick up the side and tilt it over. So Rashi, Hakim to Hossam b'shochach. The only het that you have there to do with the shochach, where you forgot the evan before, it didn't become bosses. Abu b'meniach. But let's say you put the stone b'kavonim on top of the barrel, or here you put the hatmona b'feirish b'das. Let's just stay on top of the pad. Now the bosses of davar osur. The cover now becomes the bosses of davar osur. But if a little bit of the cover is uncovered, doesn't have mukser on top of it, ain't that tilto? That's not called you be metal to the mukser itself. Shemitzadadoi, you only move it on the side. V'akisu noifam yelu, and the kisa falls off by itself. This Rashi is not much pili ploy in this Rashi. Taiz there's a lot of kashas on Rashi. Rashi is saying that if you have the mukser all over the cover, so now the cover is a bosses of davar osur. So there's no way to pick up the whole barrel because you're touching the top mukzah. So Eshens, we had a lot of Yisaidis, we don't say bosses like this. Because Rashi himself is the kasha. If you say it's bosses, so why do I care if a little bit the handle is uncovered and you can grab the handle and pick it up, it's still to minatzad, but the whole cover is the bosses. When something is a bosses, the whole kli should become osur. So therefore, Avada, the pshat we have before us, there's no din bosses here. Because here, the kli is not being mishamish, the mukser on top of faker. The mukser on top is protecting the kli. It's working for the kli. So the mukser on top is bottled to the kli. Therefore, there's no din bosses here. As you're putting the mukser on top of the kli to protect the kli. So the ikur is the kli. So the mukser now is bosses to the kli. So therefore, there wouldn't be any mukser here. There wouldn't be any bosses. Ah, yeah, Rashi's kasha. Why can't you pick up the side? So Tosfos says you have to say in a kimta where you can't do that, where it's mama stuck on top altogether. So even if you pick it up and move it or tilt it, it won't fall off. The only answer to get it off is you have to pick off the cover itself. So if there's a place to hold on to the cover, you're not touching the muksa, it's mutsa, it's mutta. But if you can't grab the cover all around the cover, it's muksa, there's no hechatims to how you get it to fall off, because we're talking about with tight. That's the kimta. But if it wouldn't be tight, then echrami, you'll have Rashi's Eitz Lalocha, you would have Rashi's Eitz. Because we don't hold this is called bosses of davar osur. Since the mukser on top is just protecting the pot. So the ikur is the pot, and the pot is not muksum, the cover should also be mutter. It's only a problem, you have to touch the muksum. So that's the Eitz. If you have a miksas mokum to grab it, you grab that mokum. V'yim lav. But if the hechet tinsak says we can't get the cover off, and it won't fall off, then it's tak ein and leitl, it's awesome. We have Yehuda Weimer. Nura sel pishtin daka harei kizevel. The Mishnah said that Yehuda holds that Nura sel pishtin daka, small pieces of flax, that material is moisef hevel. If you wrap it around the pot, not only does it hold the heat, but it even makes it hotter. Is harei kizevel, it's like something that's moisef hevel, and it's also, holds of Yehuda Shifu here before. The Drasha raised that kizevel, the moisef havola, it's moisef makes it more hotter. V'yem teim nimbo afilum abayjoim. Even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to make hatmona with something that's moisef hevel. Because the gzera will have a coal in there, and you'll hit the coal on Shabbos, you'll be over his avor. Right, the menichim, the bright, the Mishnah, our gerser is, menichim meichom agabi meichim. You can put one hot kettle on top of another hot kettle on Shabbos. Hu adin kedera agabi kedera. You can put one pot on top of another pot. The chud is not a shayla of hatmona, there's a shayla of bishul. Even though you have one like lalochem, if you have a pot on top of the fire, on top of the blech, and you want to have another pot now to warm up on Shabbos, if it's nizmasher kor tzorkoi, and it's something that's dried, it's not wet, you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. That's no issa bishul there, because it's not mechzik mabashal. So you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. Avoloi, our gisur is avoloi. On the side it says we shouldn't be gurus avoloi, because really it's mutter. And Rashi also has the girsa and the tesefta that they are not girsa the word loy. But our girsa is avoloy kedera gabi mechem. You can't put a pot on top of a mechem. O mechem agabi kedera. And the hot kettle on top of a kedera, that's also wasser. But Allah, we hold that both mutters on nafkimina. Since you're just putting one thing on top of another thing, it's not mechsekim of ashram. And kol zaman, what you're putting on is nizbash or cold circuit, it's cooked before Shabbos. And either it's still hot, or else it's something solid, not liquid. So by something solid, we hold ain bishul acha bishul. So therefore, you'll have to put it on top of the other pot. V'taches piva betzik. On the top pot, shechiva mamish, put dough all around the cover to make sure it stays nice and hot. But let's say the pot you want to put on top now has something cold in it. It's like cold water or cold soup. And the reason why you're putting the pot on top of the mechim or top of the k'nera is it should heat up. Then avada it's awesome, because then you're going to do a bishul on Shabbos. And this heter to put one pot on top of another pot is only with a bolt and it's bashed and the bolt hot. Or else it's a dova gush, it's something that's solid. Then we say ein bishul acha bishul. But if it's something that's cold and wet, and now you're putting it on top to cook it up, avada that's also on Shabbos. V'loy bishvil shechayim, you can't, not that now it's cold and you want to make it hot again, ela bishvil shemishumarim, only even though it's already hot, you just want to retain the heat. So you'll have to put it on top of another pot. Right, look, shame, toimnen esachamin, the same way you can't make hot tamono with something that's hot, kachem toimnen esachoinen. As I held this shita, not like we had before, you can't make hot tamono with toinen. You have a cold glass of water, and you want the water to stay cold, and now it's in the sun, it's hot outside, you want to put material around the glass to keep it cold, so this man yom holds us also. Even though before we held it's mutter, and alok, we passed it's mutter, and this man yom holds us also shayach to gzero of hatmona. Rashi, v'toches pir v'betze, kanilish v'boi joyme, we have dough that was kneaded before Shabbos, kol hanech menicha nami v'shabbos, you put it around the top part to keep it nice and hot. You're not allowed to put the top pot that's cold. You're putting it now, because it should heat up from the bottom heat. That's awesome. The only answer is it should be mishumer. Both pots are hot. Why are you putting this soup like on top of the other soup? It's now hot. It's you just want to keep the heat. So this is not called hatzmonam. You're putting one pot on top of another pot. That's mutter. And the Gemara says now, "Yen Rebbe hitl hatmes soinin." But Rebbe is matter to be matmen in soinin. Since it's something cold, there's no gzerin that's going to come to heat it up. Because if I care, if you want it to stay cold, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's what we pass it. So the Gemara, another halacha, v'yein meraskin loyes hasheleg v'loyes haborid b'Shabbos. If you have snow or you have ice on Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze the snow or the ice to make it melt. You can't make the ice or snow melt on Shabbos. So drashi rei meraskin, k'may meraskin u'mishabrin, to break up the chatichas and dakas, to make them into very small pieces. Borid galaz balaz, to make ice. You want to chop up ice on Shabbos, that's awesome. So the Gemara, is lois abor b'Shabbos, b'shvil shi'ezoivu meimot. If you're doing the bekavon that you want to get water out of it, as you want the snow to melt into cold water, that's awesome. It looks like you're creating something new on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing a malacha. It's as if you're creating this water. So if you have ice or snow, you're not allowed to squeeze the snow to make it into water, to make it melt. If you have already a glass of soda, and now you want to put ice cubes into the soda, that's mutter. Or you'll take a car into the pot, because there you're not making it melt. You're just putting the ice into the kli. And by itself it's melting, that's mutter. You have like a little warm wine, and you want to make it cold now, it's in the summer, so you put ice into the warm wine, so you know for sure the ice is going to melt, but since you're not doing the mice of making it melt, it's melting by itself, that's mutter. So tell you also, mikan yesh li zoyer, shla yirchatz yodze v'shelig. If it's snowing outside, you want to wash your hands with snow. On Shabbos, it's also v'Shabbos. Because by you washing your hands with it, you're making the snow melt, and that's an issa of burr, or something like you're creating it. But if it happens by itself, then it's mutter. Hadn lecha b'ma toimnin. Just one more thing. We learned yesterday that man yom, it said before, it came out, it's also to crack the olives on a stone, even in the middle of the weekday we had before. Why? Because you be mafsit oichel. You're ruining the oichel. We learn what was the shaila being put, say, as they said, b'Shabbos. So Tosfos and Rashi learns first is la'kosim ala sela. You're taking the olives on Shabbos and you want to hit it on a stone. Lematik merosin, and you're doing it for kavana to make the olives take away the bitterness, to make it taste well. So what the shalosh should be yosim? Miboyel le'rashi Tosfos. It was called lashuri oichlum. Oporach b'chol namiyatiru mihatiru. The ika hefsed oichlum shenifsed hamashka zav mehin. Tosfos learns because you're being mastered the oil that's coming out of the olives, you're losing that. So that's the tzad why it's also. You be mafsed the oil. But Tzai is asked right away, because Shlef is there. Eshten said, Ferchov is Gabedina Schita, it should have said Hilka Schita later. The Yoy Tzai is asked, what's the Hefzer Eichlin Yesh? Kivan Shoysen Lasak Lasaknam. What are you doing? You have olives. And olives are too bitter tea. So the way you make them edible is you take the olives and knock it on the stone. That makes it edible. So what's the Hefzer Eichlin? Forget, you make it better that way. Ice, some juice is falling out, but that's making the eichel better. The third of Navada, these cases are mutter. The Torah learns the pshat is the loch is brought on the Torah says, before a shreem, malam say loch upon of yod of ragluv, ki yud liyel, v'derech meizesim lahavro olavin. You want to take olives and wash your hands with them. That's the shiloh. You have no soap. You want to use olives for soap. So by taking the olives in your hands or squashing in your hands like this, the juice that comes out, mamish, cleans your hands very nice. That's the shiloh that's mutter or not. And vice versa, it's also. That's called you be mafsid the yechlim. To take olives and stam, it's not for the purpose of the olive itself. You're not eating the olive. The olive is just rooting. They're using just that soap. That's also. That's called yamamish be mamayis the yechlim, and you're ruining the yechlim. That wouldn't be a heter. It's interesting. And the Muri also brings down a locha like that. Now, to take yechlim and to use it for soap, that's also you be mafsid the yechlim.
I see people, I know people in certain businesses that use lemons in their hands, because that's the only thing that takes off the stain.
Right. This Gemara will be also then.
In their industry,
the certain
thing that gets on.
Right.
The only thing that takes it off.
That's Mamish Gemara. The way Tosis learned, that's Mamish Gemara, and Pasha said it's also. Even on the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see bring down the Lach in Shulchan Aruch. But the Miri also says like this, that's called Mafsid Eichel. So that's my next Mishnah. Bame behema yoitza uvama in yoitza. Now, next two problems is going to be about Issa Hoitza. It's interesting. What the godim you're allowed to wear? Now, we're going to start off with a behema, and the next prayer is going to be Babe Isha Yotza. What a person's allowed to wear on Shabbos. What's called the begid? Now, there's the Yisoid, plus you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. That's called a masli. Stam to carry something on you, it's a carrying, that's an Issa. Mashenke in a malbush to wear a begid, that's mutter. You have to know what the heter of a malbush is. But as Chura, some learn it's like bottle to the goof. Or else it's something that's tzarech that your body needs, that's mutter. Now, same thing by a behema. A behema, certain things you want to put around your behema to walk out on Shabbos. Now, there's an issa shvisas behemta on Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to do a melacha, you're not allowed to let your behema. A behema means any balchai. If you have birds, if you have dogs, if you have cats, any animal that you own, you have also a tzivui to watch them. They shouldn't do melacha on Shabbos. So therefore, you're not allowed to let them walk out if they're wearing a masli. And mefrat, you're not allowed to put it on them. Maybe if they go out themselves, you don't have to stop them. If a dog catches something in the street and walks with it, you don't have to stop it. But you're not allowed to put something on your dog to make him walk out with, you make him do an issa. So what is the behemoth allowed to walk out with? Why is it not allowed to walk out with? So Rashi, Lefi she'oda mitzuveh al shvisas behemtoi, b'shabbos. A person has a mitzvah deraisa to make sure his behemoths do not go out on Shabbos, not do melochas. They have to rest. Omidi dimintrabe. Now the chiddush by a behemoth is certain things you put around him, the rein or the bite you put around the behemoth, that's to watch him. Omidi dimintrabe, something the collar, the leash, all these things you need to make him watch them with behemoth heavy tachshit. That's called a tachshit, an ornament. The urchay, that's the urchay, that's a derech. The heavy masli, that's not called a masli. Something that's an urchay and a tachshit means it's like good for the body. That's mutter. Immediately mitrebay, but something you put on your dog that doesn't make you don't watch the dog with heavy masli. Then stam it's just the masli, and that's also to put on him to walk out with on Shabbos. Is b'me behema yotze b'me in the yotze hagomel kamach go out the after with the bite around him. That's mutter. He you watch him with that. V'nako, we see it's a drumil, another animal. The chotem forsh b'gemara has like a nose ring. You put it in their nose, a ring, and then you put your string attached to that ring, so that's also called l'nture, it's mutter. V'luvdikim, befrumbia. You're allowed to put out the luvdikim, we'll see in the Gemara, befrumbia, forest, be Gemara. It's also the rein around the neck, you're allowed to put on a luvdikim. V'sus, and a horse, v'shir. Also the rope around the horse to tie him down with, that's mutter. Rashi b'shir k'mo yatsada sofim tzavoroi. Some rope you put around his neck. V'tabas k'vuobo, and you have a ring there. Or machmisim by ritzua. When you want to tie him down with a long leash, you tie it onto that ring. Or else a long string, and you pull the behemoth that way. The leash is mutter to put on the sus. Any animal that usually has a leash around him, you're allowed to let him walk out with on Shabbos. So kids, you're allowed to walk out on Shabbos. If your dog has the leash and you have the rope, you're allowed to let the dog walk out that way on Shabbos. That's not called a masli. It's called a derech for netira. That's the way you watch your dog. So Rashi says it's called a tachshit. And Pasha, then the svaris is like bottle to the group. We'll see the next parak. The Rashi also says Lashonis like that. Every malbush of a person is called a tachshit. It's like bottle to the group. There's something your body needs, so its bottle becomes a part of you. It's called a tachshit for you. You could also drag him, pull him with the shear, with the leash. It's mutter. Rashi, behold, bali ashir means going to love him. We have a dog. Shel tzayodim v'chayis ktanis v'chayis. It's any type of a dog that all has a leash around him, even small ones. You let it go without on Shabbos. What's the two things? You go out with it, and you could also lead him with it. You could pull him with it. Now this leash, when it's attached to the animal, if it became tamei, when you want him, if it touched the mace, so it has tumas mace. How does it become Torah? You have to make hazor, you have to spritz from the mechatas on it, Yom Shlish, Yom Shvi, you're allowed to be mazen, throw the mechatas on it, aleim, when it's still attached to the animal, v'toivlim b'mkoimun, and you can be toivl the leash the way it is on the animal. And you take the dog and put the dog in the mikvah with the leash on him, and the leash becomes Torah. Shrashu mazen aleim b'mkoimun, k'moy shein v'tzavra v'heim im nitmu. If it became tummy, we'll see in the Gemara how come a leash becomes tummy. A kli for behemoth doesn't become tummy. Here it becomes tummy because the person uses it. It's like called a holder for the person. The person uses it. It's a kli for nodim. It's makabel tumim. V'toivlim b'mkoyimim. Machnisin behemoth l'mayim. Mamish put the dog inside the mikvah. Lahatvul l'sashir. If you want to be toivl the leash, you can stick the head neck into the mikvah and be toivl the way it is. You don't have to take it off the animal. We'll see about Gemara Tosa. Either the chatzitza, either the water doesn't get through. We'll talk about what's loose, it's not so tight on the animal. So the Gemara. My nake bechotim. I have two questions. What does nake mean? And what does bechotim mean? Hey, the first one, gong, everybody knows it's a camel, but yaf starts to bite. But what does nake and chotim mean? Oma rabba barbachona. Nakosa chayurta. That means white camels. It's white ones, and they're a little more wild. Bizama mother parzla. Here you have to use an iron bite already, a stronger one to hold him down. Since he's more wild, you need a better natira. Trashi, my naka or my choitim. My two questions. Chiyurta, she koshalishtam of nesha brachas. A white camel runs away a lot, you have to tie him down stronger, but stronger. Bizama parzla, muzo balaz. Noikev es choitmoi. You make a hole in his nose. You put inside it an iron ring. Vukim in tabas. The type of a tabas goes into his nose. There it's iron. That's mutter. Vaitav luv dikim befrumvia. Omar Ravuna. Chamra luba. What's called luv dikim? Those are donkeys that come from Lubia. Bepagi de parzala. You let it put inside. Frumvia means also an iron of frumvia, an iron ring around him. Rashi chamra lubia. Chamor, a donkey, habor, memdinat luv, that comes from luv. Kamoya kushim, the aluvim, the asab, the reyomim. Bepagi, the pazla, pre kain shalonu, pagai, kamoy zekona chamor, obeis pagai. That's the rain. Ba'abayas, roshul chayaya. That's something by its cheek. What do you call it? The rain that you put on the chamor, that's mutter from to go out with on Shabbos. And here you have an iron one, because he's wild, you have to watch him like this. The chamor luvdiga, the donkeys that come from Lubia, the pagi the parzla, a rein made out of iron. Levi shoda zuzin levechuzoi. Levi gave some money to vechuzoi. Lenitzvon lechamor Lubia. He heard of this gavaltika donkeys that come from Lubia. He wants him to buy him one. Hey, he lived in Bavel. He didn't know how to get to Lubia. So he asked him, "You travel sometimes to Lubia. Buy him. Do me a favor. Buy him the donkey there." Sorrow. So what did he do? He tied up the money. Shodrule Isari, and he sent them back a bundle of barley with it. And she didn't go buy the donkey, but she told him, I can't buy the donkey, it's too hard for me to buy a luptikiyam, but I'm sending you back Bali. What does Bali mean? Lameima, to tell him, the nigri de chamra sari, that the way you make a donkey walk good is by feeding him Bali. In other words, you want me to get you this lubya chamor, because you hold it so good, it's too much of a terech for me to get it. But I'll give you an eitzah how to make your chamorim good. Feed them Bali and they'll become nice and strong. That's the eitzah.